do I need my sweatshirt?
You might not need it. Do you want to bring it? Or just wear it. If you get warm, you can take it off.
It's mid-morning. Time for the toddlers at Mother Goose Daycare to head outside to play. Co-director Keenan Carrigan lends a hand to the little ones as they line up by the door.
This is a sweatshirt.
Go get mine.
This is a sweatshirt, yeah.
Carrigan is 31. She lives in Berlin, and she's been working here on and off since she was 14. She's been co-director along with her mother for 4 years now, and she's in charge of the center's budget and payroll. She says the minimum wage increase proposed by lawmakers would hit her and her community hard.
It would be detrimental for our business because we can't ask our families to pay anymore. Like, they're strapped right now.
Mother Goose charges $37 per day for a child attending 4 or 5 days a week. For families, that's around $800 a month. Mother Goose employs a dozen people, 8 of whom are full-time. The rest are aides, who Carrigan says are high school students who start at New Hampshire's current minimum wage, $7.25 an hour. Current legislation proposes raising that to 12.
If it did go to 12, all the way up to $12 an hour, we would have to compensate that across the board. So because we couldn't have our high school aides making $12 an hour and our lead teachers with bachelor's degree making $12 to $13, $14 an hour. So they'd all get a $4.75 an hour increase.
To cover such an increase in labor costs, Carrigan says she'd have to increase rates from $37 a day to $61. That, she says, would force people to leave.
They'd probably find retired family members who could help them out or unlicensed child care centers in homes that might be able to get a lower daily rate, and they'd go there. We'd have to downsize our staff completely. Our enrollment would have to drop, and I don't know what would happen. We'd probably have to close down eventually.
Child care is already scarce in her area, and she's concerned about families who don't have other options.
We have a lot of families right now who work at the federal prison who have moved here. They've relocated from all across the country, who don't have family members that live in the area. So they don't have someone to fall back on.
Carrigan says the high school students making close to the minimum right now would be thrilled to receive the wage increase, but she says they aren't considering how much more they'll have to pay for everything else.
Their groceries are going to go up. Their gas prices are going to go up. If they want to go out to the restaurants, those prices are going to go up. So they'll be making more money, but they'll also be spending it in all aspects of their life. Everything's going to have to go up.
As she watches the legislation with concern, Carrigan says a smaller increase to just $9 an hour would be sustainable. But beyond that, there just isn't much wiggle room.